This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just released, a detailed investigative report that says a woman told police she was sexually assaulted in 2017 by Pete Hegseth, President-elect Trump's nominee to be defense secretary. He denied any wrongdoing and said the encounter was consensual. The House Ethics Committee will not release a report for now on its investigation into President-elect Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Matt Gaetz. The top Democrat on the panel, Representative Susan Wild of Pennsylvania, says Republicans on the committee voted against releasing the report.
There was no consensus on this issue. We did agree that we would reconvene as a committee on December 5th to further consider this matter.
Now to that big storm battering parts of the West Coast, Northern California, and the Pacific Northwest. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The storm system is being called a bomb cyclone. Strong winds and heavy rain. Trees are down. Power is out. Some falling trees got very close to this man near Seattle.
Landed, you know, far enough behind me where I was like going to be safe, but I didn't know that in the moment.
A tree fell onto Wendy Harrington's house.
It felt explosive or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass.
She spoke to Como TV. I'm Ed Donahue.
Break up Google? That's what regulators want to do to prevent it from stifling competition. The Justice Department wants Google to sell Chrome, the web browser. The FBI says a man's under arrest charged with planning an attack on the New York Stock Exchange. The AP's Jennifer King with the latest on this story.
The FBI says a Florida man is under arrest for plotting to attack the New York Stock Exchange with a remote-controlled bomb. It says the suspect had bomb-making sketches, timers, and electronics that could be used for building explosives.
The Dow gained 139 points yesterday. This is AP News. Now to the Country Music Association Awards. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Morgan Wallen only won one award out of seven nominations, but it was the big one, Entertainer of the Year. He was not there to accept. So baby, Old Dominion won Vocal Group of the Year for the seventh straight time, beating Little Big Town's record. Brooks and Dunn won the Vocal Duo Award for the first time in 18 years, which caught Ronnie Dunn by surprise.
What a weird business, right? I love it. I love it. Right now, I really like it.
Audio courtesy of CMA and ABC. Chris Stapleton won Male Vocalist and Single of the Year for White Horse. Lainey Wilson won for Female Vocalist. And Megan Maroney won Best New Artist. Cody Johnson's Leather won Album of the Year. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Ford is cutting 4,000 jobs in Europe and Britain. Weaker than expected sales of electric vehicles is part of the reason. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.